Welcome into Trojan Preview here on KJAN, our weekly visit with Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein. And joining us by phone today because, well, let's face it, it's homecoming week. Everything's crazy this week. Not enough time to get situated here. Coach, thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it. Hey, talk homecoming week. Is it just a little too crazy as far as the football program goes, or is it just a good distraction for the kids?
No. No distraction's a good distraction. you know, I've never been a big fan of homecoming, even when I was back, in high school myself, because, I always took football really serious, and, I always felt like that there was too much stuff that, took away from the game. So, I think the school spirit part of it and all that stuff is great. And, we've just really had to remind our guys all week that, I need your focus for 2 hours out here at practice, and I don't want to hear about any dress-up days or floats or anything like that. Let's focus on football, because ultimately, there wouldn't be homecoming if it wasn't for the football game.
That's true. All right. Well, enough of that stuff. Let's move on here. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about last week's ball game first. Last week, a road trip up to Harlan, got to play in their new facility up there, and a good competitive football game, a 24-21 Harlan win in that contest. Coach, were you happy with the effort you got out of your kids?
Yeah, it was different than the ADM game. Like I said, the ADM game, we felt like we gave one away, just with our lack of effort. This one, we had opportunities to win and to score more points, and we just didn't take advantage of those opportunities. And that's, it wasn't out of a lack of effort or anything like that. It was just, we didn't take advantage of those opportunities. So yeah, I was happy with the guys' effort, and they played really hard, and it was a hard fought game.
Well, Coach, Harlan has a guy comes in who really hasn't played much quarterback in the past, but he's the backup now. And last week he's the starter, Hunter Claver, a senior. He goes out and completes 6 of his 12 passes for 160 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Were you surprised that coming in like that, his first start, that he had as much success as he did?
Yeah, we were a little surprised that that he was going to be able to throw the ball that well, and Robbie Bodine, who I still say is probably one of the best corners in the district, he had an off night, and they picked on Robbie a little bit, and everybody has a bad game once in a while, and that just happened to be Robbie's game, and that's how they ended up getting all those passing yards on us.
Well, the rushing game for Harlan wasn't what we've typically seen over the years with Harlan. There, usually the running game is pretty much a straight ahead, we're just going to knock you over and run by you kind of a thing. They got about 120 yards out of Claver and also the tailback, Nick Tarney, but not a lot out of anybody else. Were you satisfied the way you controlled that line of scrimmage for the most part?
Yeah, that's one thing, that we really strive to do is, we want to control the run. And especially a team like Harlan, kind of our defensive philosophy is we're going to make you, if you're going to beat us, you're going to beat us with your left hand. And, like you said, Harlan's been a team that they line up and just shove the ball down your throat and make you like it. Our big focus going in was we wanted to stop the run and, make them throw the ball to beat us. And, I thought we did a pretty decent job stopping the run, considering that, it's Harlan, and they're used to rolling up some big yards rushing the football.
Well, talk about your offense a little bit, because they seemed to have some success at times during the game. There was a lull kind of in the middle period, but when they had to get things going late and keep themselves in a ball game, give themselves a chance, they were able to muster that.
Yeah, our offense, it was probably one of our best offensive games. We blocked pretty well up front. Guys were pretty assignment sound, for most of the game, and it was a really, really nice game for our offense. I think Joey got a lot of confidence being able to throw the football. I think he threw for just over 150 yards, and that helped out a lot. That he's gotten some confidence back into the passing game, and we were pretty happy with the way our offense performed.
Coach, I have to ask, what happened on the field goal?
Robbie's been doing some great kicking in practice, kicking some, over 30 yard field goals, and, the snap was okay. The snap was just a little slow, and, you know, it wasn't, you know, a bad snap by any means. And, you know, Robbie just, you know, he didn't get under it enough. And, you know, it was just guy got a piece of it, and that was about it.
That was it. Just was what it was and just came out a little low.
Yep.
All right. Well, yeah, 24-21 game up there in Harlan last week. And, you know, the kids, you know, you never like a loss. But you know what? It was a competitive football game. It was actually a fun football game to watch. The flow of the game was very good throughout the contest. It wasn't wrought with turnovers or other issues and things. And for the most part, it was a very entertaining football game to watch. Do they carry some of that now over to this week? Do you try to keep building?
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, we always talk about, you know, hey, we need to put the last game behind us and keep moving forward. And, you know, and we've, you know, same thing here, you know, we put it behind us, but, you know, the guys took it pretty hard on Friday night, you know, that we lost such a close game, and, you know, and that we had some opportunities and we didn't take advantage of them. So, you know, the guys took it pretty hard that we had lost, but, you know, once they saw on film, you know, on Sunday that, you know, hey, we gave great effort and, you know, we played a good football game, you know, I think that kind of boosted their confidence a little bit. And, you know, and they, you know, the big thing is, you know, they've stayed together as a team, and, you know, they're not getting down on each other. You know, lots of teams, you know, you get a couple losses under your belt in a row, and, you know, teams start getting down on each other, and our guys haven't done that. They've really stayed together as a team.
Well, 2-3 overall, 1-2 now in district play, so the season's far from over. Four teams in a 7-team district are going to make the playoffs. There's still a lot of room for guys to slide into that upper echelon.
Oh, yeah, yep. Yep, and that's, you know, it's crazy, but, you know, you could have a 5-4 record, or, you know, possibly, you know, the way this district is, you know, falling together now. I mean, you could have a 4-5 record and still possibly have a shot at the playoffs. So, you know, the season's far from over. There's still some good games coming up.
Oh, I really believe 3-3 gets you into the playoffs in this district this year, because there's some wild and crazy things going on, and there's really not a lot of clear-cut favorites in this district, but I suppose if there might be one or two, you might be facing one here this week. Now, coming up tonight, you've got Dallas Center Grimes. I don't know who schedules your games, Coach, but come on, really? For homecoming? We're supposed to schedule Northwestern for homecoming.
Yeah, I don't know who set that up, but that got set up before I was here. So, but yeah, I mean, Dallas Center Grimes, they're pretty good football team. They've got a little bit of size up front. They've got some athletes. Their quarterback is he's a great athlete. I mean, he reminds me a lot of Joey. Maybe not quite as tall as Joey, but, you know, same type of athlete. Just, you know, he's got a pretty decent arm and can just run and make people miss. And you know, he's going to be our biggest concern tonight, is trying to make sure we keep him contained, because, you know, once he gets outside the pocket, he can make some things happen.
Well, you had a Claver last week, and you're chasing the same kind of kid. You're still looking for Claver on the back of the jersey here this week. Another Claver, a quarterback, and I think there is a shirt tail relation there somewhere. So you're going to face a program that's a little bit new to Atlantic. We haven't had a lot of experience over the years with Dallas Center Grimes, but they've played some pretty solid football, and they're off to a really good start.
Yeah, yep, they are. They're doing really well, and, you know, like you said, they're going to be one of the teams that's going to be fighting for that top spot probably in the district. And you know, hopefully we can get one away from them tonight and, you know, bump them down the ranks a little bit.
Coach, do you use the ADM game at all as kind of a focal point there? They beat ADM 7-6 in a tight ball game. You guys played a tight ball game with ADM as well, and do you use that at all? Is that a comparison point for you?
You know, a little bit. You know, there's been some things, you know, that we've looked at on film and said, you know, wow, you know, you kind of look at it and say, you know, how was the game, you know, as close as it was? And, you know, an ADM did turn the football over a few times, and, you know, you still wonder, you know, why it was as close as it was. But, you know, hey, that's why they play the game. You know, you see, even at the upper levels, you know, you see teams that, you know, are supposed to be, you know, the best team out there and barely squeak one by against a team that, you know, is not very good. So, yeah, that's why you play the game.
Well, is the offense is coming around a little bit. As we said, last week there seemed to be a lot of good flow to the offense. There were some good plays. There weren't a lot of three and outs. We were moving the football a little bit here and there and had some nice scoring drives. It seems like these kids are getting so much more polished with their assignments and their routes.
Yeah, I mean, everything with our offense is really starting to flow a little bit. And, you know, I think one of the things that really helped us out last week is we were able to pick up the tempo a little bit of our offense. And, you know, and you know, you could tell there, you know, there were some times, especially in the fourth quarter, where Harlan's defense was getting pretty gassed. And, you know, we've worked really hard as a team to make sure that we're in condition and we're in shape and that, you know, we're not going to get beat in the fourth quarter because we're getting tired.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one positive that we really took out of the Harlan game was, you know, our guys weren't as tired as the Harlan guys were. And, you know, and that's, I think that's something that we're going to continue to do is we're going to continue to, you know, get the tempo going and, you know, and continue to try to wear defenses down.
Well, we've continued to talk about Joey Walker and his continued understanding of what's a brand new offense for him. A senior coming in with a brand new offense, you know, that's a little frustrating sometimes for kids too about the time you got it all figured out. So, you know, he's had to do a lot this year to really grasp that offense and help everyone else gel in it too. But boy, I tell you, Drake Roller's really come on in the last few weeks. I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but he had a nice game against Harlan last week.
Yeah, Drake is he's exactly what you're looking for a back in this offense. You know, a kid that, you know, is just he's gonna put his shoulders down and you know, 4 yards in a cloud of dust type kid. You know, there were a few plays, and this will come with Drake that, you know, if he gets his eyes up just a little bit more and sees a guy and makes a cut, you know, he could have broke some for, you know, 15, 20 yards. But you know, I'll take him as a back any day of the week because, you know, he, like I said, he just puts his shoulders down, and if there's no hole, he's gonna try to make a hole.
Yeah, well, he'll only get better as he gets older, too.
Yep, yeah, we got a couple more years of Drake Roller. So.
You betcha, yeah, thank goodness for that. Well, yep. Coach, what about the weather tonight? You know, it's colder than it has been. It's pretty windy here coming up for the ball game tonight. Is that going to play any kind of a factor at all in the game?
You know, it'll probably play a little bit of factor in the passing game. You know, the nice thing is that, you know, the Trojan Bowl is a little bit protected. You know, there's times when I step out of the building here at the school, at the high school, and, you know, go, wow, the wind's blowing 30 mile an hour, and then I get down to the Trojan Bowl, and, you know, it feels like it's blowing about 10 mile an hour. So I think, you know, there might be a little bit of effect in the passing game. I think probably a little bit more in the kicking game just as far as, you know, field position, I think, might play a little bit of a factor in that.
Well, then just make sure you're punting to a shorter field.
Yeah, yep.
If you have to punt at all, huh?
Yep. Yeah, hopefully we're not doing a lot of that.
That's right. How about injuries, Coach? How are we setting up for tonight?
We're doing really well. I mean, you know, I say this every week, you know, we're getting to the point in the season where guys are getting a little banged up and, you know, getting some bumps and bruises, but, you know, we really haven't had any, you know, season-ending injuries or, you know, anything that we really need to be concerned about. You know, it's just, you know, some bumps and bruises here and there.
You bet. Well, again, 7:30 kickoff tonight at the Trojan Bowl. The Ponies come to town. Tame the Ponies tonight. It's the Dallas Center Grimes Mustangs and the Atlantic Trojans this evening. Coach Eric Waldstein, thanks so much for your time. Good luck tonight, Coach.
All right, thanks, Jim.
You bet. That's Coach Eric Waldstein, and I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here on Trojan Preview.